Team Alaska's junior girls hockey squad has built a reputation over the games for being fast and physical. And according to UAF women's hockey assistant coach Jason Kowalczyk, the Alaska girls last night got a chance to face another team with much the same attributes.
Alberta, their players are big, they're strong, and they're very tough in front of the net.
After the first scoreless period, Kowalczyk was a bit worried about Alaska not getting the puck past Alberta goalie Aaron Shantz and the prospect of having to come from behind if Alberta got one past Alaska goalie Maddie Davis.
I think if Team Alaska doesn't come out and play a solid second period here, you don't want to go down and by a goal against Alberta here.
Another spectator, Josh Van Bibber, a member of Team Yukon's midget male hockey team, says he was feeling pretty good about Alberta's performance after that first period.
Alaska's really been dominating a lot of the teams, but Alberta's really giving them a run for their money. I think Alberta could really take it from Alaska.
Louis Bouchard, Team Yukon's junior girls coach, said in the break after the first period that he thought Alberta should start taking it to Davis, the Alaska goalie.
Northern Alberta needs to open up and put some more shots on that goalie. It's not their regular goalie, so they need to test her a bit more, see where she's weak and where she's strong. Right now they haven't been doing that.
Alberta certainly tested Davis through the second and third periods, but she passed the test and after 60 minutes of multiple power plays and body slamming, all that both teams had to show for it was one goal, and that was Alaska's, scored by hometown girl Jessica Carlson about 5 minutes into the second period. Kowalczyk praised Carlson for getting that shot past Shantz, and for the Alberta goalie's persistence in stopping the dozens of others that the Alaskans had hurled at her.
Well, the Alberta goalie really stopped a lot of pucks tonight. She squared up with the puck really nice, and I think the only way you can beat a goalie like that is get in front of her, so hopefully she doesn't see the puck.
Kowalczyk says he has a lot of respect for Canadian hockey, and he says Alaskan teams should play the Canadians more often because the tougher competition would challenge Alaskan youths to improve their game. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.